7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Crazy, that's close. That could almost be right. It's not. That is not the correct time, but I'm willing to believe that there are clocks in the world that read 7:34 right at this minute. What minute is this? Well, it just so happens to be 19:30 UTC. And we're all happy about that. We all love 19:30 UTC. Why? Because that's when we start the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, once again, it's that time of day when we do the whole Dubious Goals Committee. And, I'm excited about it. I don't know. How about you? Hello. Hello, my name is Tobe. This is Hello Kitty. And I am your host for this, the Dubious Goals Committee. What does that entail exactly? What responsibilities do I have? Well, first and foremost, I'm the guy who drinks the tea. So we're going to pour a little bit of tea here. And I bet you're wondering what kind of tea we're drinking today. It's a mystery. It's a mystery, but it's good. Oh, yeah, it's really good. We're back to drinking Dahong Pao. You know, I was going to drink some Jinjin Mei this morning, but you know, when I got up to the kitchen and I was opening up the tea cabinet, that Dahong Pao was staring me in the face, and I said to myself, yeah, I should have some Dahong Pao. And then I remembered last night, I was thinking, no, I should make some jasmine tea, because last night I was sitting here drinking the Dahong Pao. And I was really noticing the floral note of this particular Dahong Pao, and I kept thinking, what is that flower? And it has sort of a jasmine-y edge to it, but it isn't quite jasmine itself. So, yeah, I'm just drinking Dahong Pao today, but not anymore. Right now, we got to get out of the car. Right now, we got to look for some dudes. I need dudes. Why do I need to find some dudes today? I need medicine. We got to find medicine dudes. So where have I come? Well, Heron Haven. I love Heron Haven. And there's only one other car here, and somebody just left. And, okay, great. You gotta understand, I'm having a horrid day. It seemed like things were gonna be great. But no, how did I wake up today? How did I wake up? Once again, large trucks with weird power tools and stuff that I don't even know what they are were in front of my house making outrageous amounts of noise. I think they're grinding the street. They're grinding the surface down, which is good because it's weird. And it's also, they poured it in that way where it sounds like you have a flat tire when you drive on it. You know, flap, 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 flap. Who designed this? Who thought this was a good idea? I don't know. So I've been up for a few hours, much longer than I should be. as I enter the forest. Oh, yeah. Into the forest we go. Dun, dun, dun. All right. Quick forest review. It's brown. There is some ground cover starting to poke up out of the brown and gray leaves on the ground. That little green stuff with some kind of ivy, I don't know. It's starting to poke through. I can actually see some green on the ground. I hear geese flying overhead. There they are. We got a couple geese coming in to land. On the way over here, I was thinking, we haven't seen any turkeys yet. We have not seen any turkeys at this point. Wait, hold on a second. Is there something out there on the Mulhall's property? We're going to have to go investigate that. Oh, so I'm up way too early. That's okay. My back hurt anyway, and I don't know. I'm looking for things to complain about. I want to complain. Everything is bad. Everything is bad. When the truth is, everything is probably awesome, and I just haven't realized it yet. So, in order to realize some awesomeness, we have come to Harrenhaven to find some dudes. Because we gotta find some. All right, it's about 50 degrees again today. It seems like the wind is a little bit less, and that's great. It is sunny. I did check the Weather Channel before I headed out today, and rain is coming. More rain is coming, so that's good. It's going to be 3 or 4 days of slow soaking rain. That's good. We just need the ground temperature to come up. And I'm walking now out onto the Mulhall's property. The lump that I saw before that I thought might be something is not actually anything, and that's okay. What was that sound? Who's lurking around in here? The one interesting thing that I'm seeing right now is the temporary pond is damp. There's mud. Long-time committee members are aware that there's a temporary pond that forms here, usually every year, for a couple weeks in the early spring. Once we start getting all lots of rain, all that rain likes to fill in that low depression. It fills up with water, and ducks love it. And we love duckies, so we like to watch the ducks. All right, so I'm back on the path. We're going to head out to the boardwalk. And speaking of ducks, I actually remembered my duck call today. I got my duck call so we can talk to all our duck friends. All right, here we go. I'm by the sub pond. Anything happening in the sub pond? No, not today. There's no dudes. I don't see any waterfowl, but the water is very clear. I can see the bottom of the pond. That's crazy. I can see the bottom of the pond 50 meters away. Nice. Water. It's a thing that we like. All right, so out to the boardwalk. Let's see what's going on out there. Okay. Man, now that I have a different angle on the other side of the pond there, geez, there's a lot of beaver damage over there. Not fresh beaver damage, but you know. Beaver damage nonetheless. Okay. Here we go. I'm on the boardwalk. I'm approaching the water's edge. And I'm also apparently approaching the wind. Oh, there's two geese right up close here. Hi, goosers. Two Canadas. All right, I am now at the waterline, looking into the reeds. It is cold. Hey, is there somebody on the end of that log? We're going to have to move out here a little bit further. Like, hey, is that a dude? No, I thought there was this dude or something over here. Hey, where's my dudes? Okay, so, standing on the boardwalk, looking for dudes in the reeds. And when I say dudes at this point, of course, I mean scratties. Our muskrat buddies, who, what the hell is the problem over here? Honk, 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 we are geese. Oh yeah, the geese that I sort of spooked, they're swimming over to some other geese. So the other geese are like, you're too close, honk, honk, honk. We're about to have a border confrontation between Canada geese. That'll be fun, let's go check it out. And while we're walking around out here, I'm gonna look for more muskrat action. Shouldn't twist that way. Why is my back weird today? I don't know. I do not know. I do not know. Actually, I think I do know. What? I'm just standing here. I got nothing for you. I'm not feeding you, you mooch. Jeez. Some of these geese are just so rude. Anyway. What was I talking about? Last night I was watching a movie. Okay, here we go. Goose combat. Somebody got too close, and now this goose has to chase these other geese around. Okay, drama! Drama! Oh yeah, get him. So we got a gander going crazy. Oh yeah, look out. Oh, they're good. Don't look at me, dude. Don't look at me. I am not part of this. I am not part of this. Yeah, he's mad. Okay. Okay, so I'm out at the end of the boardwalk now. I'm looking around. Yeah, there's geese here and there. I don't actually see any nests, but I see areas where they could nest if they were so inclined, and they're kind of hanging out. We still don't have a boatload of geese here, you know. We got two here, two there, two over there. There's probably not a dozen or two dozen geese here yet. And of course, in another week or two, it'll be a few hundred. And then it gets really loud. It gets really gets so crazy. It's always fun, but none of that's happening now. I'm looking around the pond rim, and I'm not seeing any herons or anything. I'm going to look up in the sky in the direction of the heronry, see if I can see any herons flying. I don't, but you know, it could happen. Right, so last night I was watching a movie, and I probably shouldn't have done that, because I was sort of sitting weird, and I think I messed up my own back, so I feel terrible. Not because my back hurts, I feel terrible because I'm the one that did it. I can't complain, I want to complain to somebody. I did it myself, that's terrible. I'm a terrible human being. But that's okay, because good things happen to me anyway. Oh, duckies. There's mallards back there. I didn't even see them. They were hiding over there. Quack, 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 quack. Okay, cool. I'm still looking for muskrats, though. Right, so what else happened to me yesterday? Oh, I decided to splurge. It was time to eat lunch, and I thought, what do I want to eat? And I didn't want to eat pasta. I didn't want to eat rice. I thought about getting a hamburger. But then I thought, you know, for $2 less than the cost of a hamburger, I could get 4 tacos. And so I did. Hey, what's all this weird stuff in the water right here? I don't know. Hear that quacky quacker? I hear quacks. We got ducks. I like ducks. They're funny. They make funny noises. So I went to go get some tacos. You know, it's kind of weird. I don't actually see any muskrats.
Where's all my scratties?
Where are my scratties at? On T-Mobile. No, on Boost Mobile. Where are you at? All right, fine. I'm going back into the forest. Okay, so there I was. Driving to the taqueria. And yeah, once again, I'm going to have to get a photo of that cheesecake chimichanga sign. That's starting to bother me. The whole cheesecake chimichanga thing, I still don't... I don't know what to think. Ugh, I need that sun beating down on my back. My lower back is just a little bit too weird right now. I don't appreciate it. Ugh. So I'm punching myself in the back. So I drive to the taqueria. And I pull through the drive-thru. And it's great because at that time of day, there's nobody there. So you pull in. And they take your order right away. So happy. And I said, ooh, wait. There's movement in the water. What was that? I'm walking along the sub pond. Must be just be frogs or something. Can't be bugs, I wouldn't think. But I don't see any frogs. The water is super clear. I can see the bottom of the pond. And I'm looking for froggies. Looking for frogs. I do not see any today. Wait, what's that over there? Something is swimming and kicking. How am I not seeing whatever this is? Does it have the power to... Yeah, there it is. That is a... That's a little fishy. Oh, we got little fishies. It's a fingerling. It's a finger length. Oh, I don't know what it is. Probably a bluegill. Because I think this all got stocked with bluegills. All right, I'm crossing the land bridge. Looking into the billabong. I see nothing. We'll have to go check the back. So I pull up and I order my two carnitas tacos. And the girl says, oh, I'm sorry. We're out of carnitas. Oh, holy crap. Okay, hold on a second. Holy crap, Heron, right there. I'm walking down the odoriferous corridor towards the wall blind, and I can see into, because there's no leaves on the trees, I can see into Frog Harbor, and there is a blue heron right there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 meters away. This might be the closest I have ever been to a blue heron in my life. And he's just staring at me, wondering what the hell's going on. He is young. This is a yearling that was born last year. He's not very big. But he's very interested in what I'm doing. So I'm just going to keep walking really slow. Holy crap. The first blue heron at Heron Haven this year. We have seen him and we were right on top of him. Oh man, that was crazy. He was right there. Oh wow. Yeah, I'm looking back and I can't see him because there's just too much forest in the way and crap. But okay. Wow, yes. All right, so we got to see a dude. It was a blue heron and he was very nice. I'm now walking into the wall blind so we can look into the back of the billabong. And, oh, I saw some movement in the water way back there. What's back there? There's something under that log. And this is not the best vantage point for looking. Oh, now I can't get around. They blocked off the... Oh. All right, well, let me describe to you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing rings of water being formed right at the pond edge. And so this would lead me to believe that this is a muskrat. He's pulling up grass or shoots at the edge of the pond. But I can't actually see him. I can just, you know, see the water being displaced. All right, let's walk out of here. Let's walk around Frog Harbor here and see if we can see that blue heron down in there. Okay, where was he? Oh yeah, there he is right there. Hi, buddy. What you doing? Looking for yummy fish? That's a good job. I hope you're looking for yummy fish and you can take them to your babies at the heronry. Yes. Wow, look at him. He's pretty cool. He's pretty cool. Just standing there, doing cool stuff. All right, let's head out to the big blind. Awesome. All right, maybe we're not going to see muskrats. You know, the funny thing is, this is very typical of Dubious Goals Committee. We go out looking for one particular animal because we just know we're going to find it. And of course, we don't find it. But then we find other awesome things. So anyway, I was told they were out of carnitas. What? No carnitas? How can a restaurant not have one of their most important food things? It'd be like McDonald's not having hamburgers. Well, this is not a bad thing necessarily, because what this just means is, this is real food. This is what you need to understand about this taqueria. This is real food. They are making it there. So sometimes there's going to be shortages. They cannot predict who's going to order what at any given time. And being as it's all real food, and it's actually cooked there, and you know it's not frozen crap from Pegler Cisco that gets microwaved as soon as you order it. You actually have to wait for them to cook your food. Sometimes they run out of stuff, and they ran out of carnitas. So I said, oh, okay, well then make that 2 carne asada tacos, which is really 4 tacos because the tacos are huge. I mean, each taco is what, 1/2 pound? And they give you extra tortillas, and so you can take your 2 tacos and make it into 4 tacos. And then, And so that's what I had for lunch yesterday. Got home and I just said, yeah. And now that I'm sitting here talking about tacos, now I'm thinking, I want to eat some more damn tacos. It is taco eating season, that's for sure. But I don't know if that's what I'm going to eat today. What should I eat today? What do I got? I don't know. Anyway, let's go into the big blind and take a look at what's going on out there. Ooh, I think I see a turtle. A little turtle. All right, we got some geese on the log. We've got 2 geese on the log. We've got a bunch of geese out on Goose Island. What else do we got out there? Probably some ducks. There's 1 or 2 turtles on the log. Well, that's about it. Let's head up the hill. Let's go see what's going on up here. See if we can get ourselves a better viewpoint. Ooh. All right, I'm on the loop. Heading up the loop. And I can see down into the pond. Yeah, okay, we've got about 12 geese on Goose Island. And I can't tell for certain, but it looks like there's 6 nests, about 6 nesting areas. It looks like nests are being built up, and that's good. So we'll probably have some goose eggs pretty soon, in another couple weeks. And then about 30 days after that, we are going to have ourselves some baby geezers and some baby ducks. All right. I hear stuff down on the ravine floor. It's probably just birds, but still. Now, somebody's been messing around up here. Somebody has stuck a stick, a big log, down into that marmot hole. I'm looking down into to the big ravine looking for anything, looking for turkeys. Where are the turkeys? You know, I can see turkeys all year round. Then they sort of disappear in the early part of the year, and then they come back. They have not come back yet. I'm looking around down there. I don't see any turkeys. I don't see any deer. I don't see any other dudes. Oi. Oi. All right, let's head up to the top of the hill. So yesterday, when I was eating my tacos, I was kind of thirsty, so I was drinking my hot tea, which does go great with, you know, tacos. But I was also thinking, oh, it's almost lemonade season. You know, if we've got taco season, then it's yummy, delicious, cold fruit drink season. Lemonade being one of them. And I started to think, you know, yeah. But I didn't immediately think that I should get some lemons and some limes. I started thinking, you know, if you're going to make lemonade, and if you're going to be the exotic, cool guy like me and do cool stuff and be hardcore, then you might want to consider your ingredients. If you want to be the true gourmand, you got to consider your ingredients. So what I was thinking is, what we need to do while we're out looking for dudes one of these days is find ourselves a large colony of lemon ants. And then all you need to do is collect the ants. You don't have to, you know, buy any expensive lemons. I don't live in the tropics, you know. We got to ship citrus fruit up here. Costs money. So you get a bunch of lemon ants. You throw them in a blender. You macerate them. You turn them into fluid ants. Add some sugar, add some water. Pour it over ice. Lemon antinade. Yeah. That's something to work on. Okay. So now I'm heading back. I'm sort of heading back out. I'm looking at the clock wondering if we're going to make it back to that heron in time to see him again before we leave, but yeah, what is that weird sound? Did I just hear him squawk? Did I just hear that heron? Was that a duck somewhere? I don't know, but we are approaching Frog Harbor, so I'm going to lower my voice a little bit just so we don't spook our dude who can hear me anyway. But where is he? Well, yep, there he is, still standing there. No, he's not standing there. Now he's sitting there. He's on the other side of the log now. He was on this side, now he's on that side. He's all hunkered down. I bet he's fishing. He probably sees something. He probably sees a yummy fish and he wants to get it. Alright, now we're gonna get up real close to him. He's gonna be over here in another few seconds. And I think there's fox poop on the trail here, but where's my dude? There he is, yeah. He's fishing on the other side of the log. Yeah, he's all hunkered down, he's low to the ground. Or low to the water surface, and he's at an angle so he can go zap and poke his beak under the log and collect those delicious fishies, because he's been listening to the Dubious Delicious Fishy Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here at Heron Haven, where I can see a nice mallard pair at the elbow of the billabong. Anyway, I gotta go home, get something to eat. So I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.